Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
A recent op-ed by a representative for Americans for Prosperity appeared in our local paper. The op-ed had to do with the short-term rental ban recently enacted by the Las Vegas City Planning Commission. The arguments put forth in this op-ed include the fact that short-term rentals of private homes have become a great way for local residents to make a few bucks on the side, and this was an attractive alternative for tourists who didn't want to stay on the Strip and stay at pricey hotels. Now, the questions posed included why governments should get involved in the way of an individual who wants to rent out their home for a short period of time. Aside from looking at the prospects of a tourist being able to save money by opting for a short-term home rental over a traditional hotel room, there's a real need to focus on the neighborhood where short-term rentals are being offered. Over the years, there have been complaints by neighbors about noise into the early morning hours coming from these rentals. Parties held in short-term rentals have resulted in trash, including drug paraphernalia and used condoms being strewn about the neighborhood. Now, oftentimes in HOAs, the police are helpless in the enforcement of HOA rules. You can complain and document, but there's little else that can be done at the moment. For those who say that short-term rentals are a job, let's remember that in order to conduct a business out of your home, you must first get a business license, and not all businesses are appropriate for residential home neighborhoods. Now think for a moment, not about the tourist who wants to stay off the Strip and who, in fact, has other options. Think about the homeowners who are trying to raise a family in a safe, secure, and peaceful community setting. Short-term rentals allow various people who are attending parties and who may not have the greatest of intentions to have access to gate codes. Now think about the family who has limited options to stop all-night parties by renters, not owners of these properties. Here today, party tonight, gone tomorrow. Now this is not about competition, as some have suggested. It's about the appropriate use of neighborhoods and properties. It's about allowing people who have a real economic investment to see those neighborhoods continue without the degradation to which short-term rentals have contributed. Residents in owner-home neighborhoods aren't being backed by any powerful special interest groups bent on limiting choices for visitors. No, these homeowners are expressing a valid concern that their neighborhood may turn into another visitor's corridor. And while these changes may financially benefit a few who want to make an easy buck, it does not bode well for those who have invested savings on down payments and who choose to raise their family in a safe, secure, and peaceful environment. Now, there are plenty of off-Strip rentals available in the greater Las Vegas Valley without invading the sanctity of home neighborhoods. They exist absolutely everywhere. This is something the Las Vegas City Planning Commission took into consideration. And it's something that all people should take into consideration when you're making a decision about whether or not to allow rentals in home neighborhoods that are trying to safeguard their families, their children, and keep things peaceful. Now, please remember, we're not just talking about rentals in neighborhoods. We're talking about short-term rentals with parties and all the things that go along with it. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.